courage, Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In our past week, we've been going through this beautiful book of Tobit. Can't read it all, unfortunately, in 5 days in Mass. It's too much to read. But today we have the conclusion. Really, what we have here is the healing of Tobit. Yesterday we covered the healing of Tobias's wife Sarah, how they were able to drive out the demon and consummate their marriage. Today we see how God restores his fortune, the fortune of Tobit and Tobias's family, and as well as he restores sight. But it's interesting where Tobit turns to his father when he's about to administer the cure which God has given him through the hands of Saint Raphael, whose name means God is my healer, God is my remedy. He says to him, "Courage, father." In Spanish, you'd say, "Ten anima." And as he does so, he smeared the medicine upon his eyes and it made them smart. You know what it means to smart? It's not talking about intelligence. To smart is mean they burned. It means it was incredible pain. And as soon as that incredible pain was over, then beginning with at the corner of Tobias' eyes, Tobias used his hands to peel off the cataracts from his father's eyes. What we have here is something that means something for each of us, because each of us has a blindness in our eyes, a difficulty, a hardship that we've gone through. Maybe one that we're going through where we can't see what's around the next bend. We don't know what God is doing in our lives. We can't see how this person is going to be healed within our family, or how they're going to be brought back to the faith, or how we ourselves are going to make it through this thing with our husband or with those who we love. It takes courage. It takes a strength of soul to trust that the ones who God has put in our lives, God himself, is going to be able to heal us, but it's always going to cause a smarting within us, a burning, a pain, something that we would rather not go through if we didn't have to. But it's a part of God's cure. It's a part of God bringing healing to the very place which we need it most. And we have to allow him to do it, to take courage to say, "Yes, okay, go ahead and do it." Sometimes that smarting is just as quick as peeling off a Band-Aid. Sometimes it takes much longer. Sometimes we have to have courage not over a few seconds, or maybe over a couple minutes, as it was in the case of Tobit. Sometimes it's weeks, months, years, and decades before the smarting ceases and the cataracts, those things which are preventing us from seeing things clearly, and God's work within our lives and with our families' lives takes time. Our Lord says to us, especially in this, the last daily Mass I will have with you, he says, "Tan anima." Take courage. Have strength of soul. Realize that what I am doing within your lives is worth the pain which it's going to take to cure. Put your trust in me. Let me be the one who brings healing into your life. And if you have the courage and you allow me to do it, you're going to be able to look and to exclaim and to rejoice in the same way as Tobit does in this chapter and in the following chapter. Because God works. Exodus 14:14 says something which is beautiful. when Moses and his people are facing great trial and they don't know how they're going to be able to make it through this battle, God says to him, take courage, sit still. That's all you have to do. For the Lord your God will fight the battle for you. If you or I feel like we're lacking courage, we know the place to ask it from. We ask it from Jesus, who is here, body, blood, soul, and divinity, and is going to be made present for us in that way in this Eucharist. As he's lifted aloft above the priest's head, as he's put on display for our adoration, and as we seek to say amen to receive him, ask him for that. Ask him for courage. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.